Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Sorry about my dog. Hey, cut it out.
I don't know if we've met your dog yet, Steve.
Sounds like she's a stretch four. Got some size to her in that bark.
More of a backup point guard.
On 95.7 The Game.
I mean, the other umbrella thing we could bring up, and I don't mean to put him in harm's way at all, but I woke up today. I'm coming back from dropping Jude at school.
Okay.
Which is usually the first moment that I sample 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat.
Yeah,
I got a preschool drop off, and
right.
You know, we do a
what
little
time?
Bit. Usually about 9:10.
Oh, so you're okay. You're in there last
later.
Hour.
Yeah, we do a little bit of Miss Rachel in the drive-in, 10 Little Monkeys, and then
right. She
gets out, and I right to the roast.
Yeah, Jude's a classic 11-year-old. He has two songs. He listens to both of them. The exact we go to school. And we have to listen to those songs.
And what are they?
One of them's by Alex Warren right now. They rotate.
Okay.
One of them's by Alex Warren right now, and one of them's by Morgan Wallen. He likes country music, too.
All right.
Yeah. So he'll grab my phone, and he'll start searching out music, and we'll pick the same two songs, and they'll go for like a month until I'm like, I can't stand these songs anymore. We listen to them every day. And then I drop them at school. And I switched right over to the roast because now I'm solo bolo
for
about a nice 8-9 minute drive.
I'm in the same boat.
And I'm like, all right, boys, what do you got for me today? And then there's Joe Spadoni with a take that I haven't, restaurant quality, that I haven't heard anybody else on planet Earth share since then. Does anybody else want to share with Joe Spadoni's take? No, Giannis.
Wait.
Wouldn't do it. I was like,
that's going to be a no from him, dog.
I was like leaning toward the radio just to be like, I love this stuff. Say it with your chest. Be Draymond.
Stand on it.
Right. Stand on it. But explain it to me.
Yeah.
Why did
is he overrated?
Here, I couldn't in those 8 minutes get to the final answer of exactly what it was. I got little bits and pieces sort of what, you know, because I'm over here in, hold on a sec, chest out. I want to defend Jimmy Butler from what I'm hearing a lot of people say, but not to that end, not to the end of like, I don't want Giannis. Like my whole point today is I don't really like that Giannis flying to the Bay Area has made some people, in my opinion, sound like they're disappointed in Jimmy Butler. And that his time here this year is now defined by these last four games. I don't dig that take. It's fine if you have it. It's not my take. But I find the whole Giannis question, like, that's over here on the shelf. Like, of course I want Giannis. Any means necessary. Happy birthday, Malcolm X.
Mm.
Any means necessary. Yes. Like, not except for Steph. Except for that.
You're right.
Yeah. Of course I would want Giannis, no matter what. But it's not because I thought Jimmy Butler, like, didn't hit the mark in the end or isn't capable of fill in blank.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Jimmy Butler showed himself to be tremendously capable. He did not succeed in a situation that I found to be pretty much unworkable. That's all. I don't really know. Like, let's say Giannis was on the team last week. Yeah, you're going to lose four in a row.
No.
In my opinion.
Disagree.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, but if you give Giannis, okay, here's Pods. He's going to shoot 20%.
Sure. And you got Buddy, and you got Kevon, you got Pat. You got all the fellas.
Buddy might dribble, so that's not good. And then, right, over here's Moses Moody. He's not even sure what hoop he's shooting at right now. Love you, Moses, but dog, yeah. I don't know what the hell's going
Game
on over
five,
there.
Game 5, he got hot.
Right? But, like, if you've got that and you're going up against a Minnesota team I highly respect, I think you're getting beat. I think you're getting beat. And actually, like, we just watched him go up against Indiana and got a gentleman sweep. I think he's getting beat if Giannis is on the Warriors last week.
Well, and again, whether or not they win or they don't win is a wild hypothetical, but I do know this. Giannis would go out shooting the ball 20 to 25 times a game, and Jimmy Butler did not. And this is not for me to impugn Jimmy Butler, because what he did,
from a different place.
Jimmy Butler he's a great player, and he's a great number two, and he came in and the team took off, and you know, the whole Draymond and Jimmy and Steph trio was great, and they won more than Steph was winning before he came here. Yes, I'm not trying to disrespect Jimmy Butler, but when you look at a situation where you've got an aging one, and Steph Curry will be 38 next year, and Giannis will be 31, so if you want to talk about passing the torch from a star to another star, it's not going to be from Steph to Jimmy. It would be from Steph to Giannis, assuming that Giannis came in and stayed healthy and, you know, you wanted to re-sign him and you could. I think Giannis's deal actually is 1 year longer than Steph's. So I look at that, and this has very little to do with Jimmy Butler. This has more to do with Giannis. If you had Giannis on this team this year, I do believe that you would have won a game against Minnesota without Steph Curry.
I could easily see them losing four. I don't think you'd be a very good team. I don't think that would do a whole lot for you. And I guess that's part of what is interesting to me. Like, I don't view that as why the Warriors got Jimmy. It's kind of an opportunistic spot that a lot of Warrior fans have ended up in, where suddenly, out of nowhere, because Steph got hurt, we decided, oh, I've heard a bunch of people do this. This is why we got Jimmy. We got Jimmy in case Steph gets hurt. No, you didn't. They got Jimmy to help Steph. You got Jimmy to help Steph, and there's no point during the Jimmy Butler experience where I ever had the opinion that if Steph got hurt, we're going to still keep winning games. Did you think that?
You could win a game. I didn't think that you would lose all four.
You could, but he didn't.
Right.
And one of the games was kicked by Steve Kerr. I think we all agree. He was in exploration mode in game two. In game three, Jimmy did perform the way everyone wanted him to.
Right.
But still lost. Like, I just...
End of Jimmy Butler performing the way you wanted him to,
though. I think Minnesota won those games. Minnesota's really good.
Jimmy Butler went 5-for-9 in game four. And that, to me, is where you look at it and you go, I mean, you don't have to be playoff Jimmy and go, you know, 12-for-33, but 9 shots, really?
Were they winning that game at halftime, right?
Game four.
Up by maybe 2?
Yeah.
Right?
It was a tenuous 2.
Right. Anthony Edwards hits a buzzer-beating 3 at halftime, and Minnesota's down two.
Right.
And then they came out in the third quarter and was a bulldozer. And I'm not putting that on Jimmy. That game ended in basically a four-minute stretch. They went from down two to like up 17, something like that.
They outscored him 39-17.
Yeah, and
so up 20 after three.
That was not, I mean, it all happened on one end of the floor, and it was not the end where the Warriors play offense. I mean, Minnesota bulldozed them. So I get what you're saying. I just think that, like, in a way, we're whittling the entire Jimmy Butler experience down to a couple of games. A couple games. Just doesn't feel right. That's all.
Yeah, I'm not really whittling it all down, and I like Jimmy Butler, and I love what he did with Steph Curry and Draymond Green. What I thought Jimmy Butler would be without Steph Curry was different than what Jimmy Butler actually was. And so when I look back at that series and I look at what Jimmy did without Steph, he had one game where he exerted his will, and that was the one game that you almost won. And then the other three games, well, game two, we'll put it aside because I think you're right. They kind of, I don't know if they intentionally
kicked it, but it was kind of an
exploration game where you were trying to see who might fit without Steph Curry, but you got to game four and game five, and Jimmy Butler was not the player that I thought he would have been without Steph Curry. And that's what catches me a little bit off guard.
And I don't even argue that. I just now don't want to define Jimmy Butler and his whole time here based on that. If you want to be bummed about game four, game five, okay. But I'm not going to now say Jimmy can't do this, that, or the other going forward. Tony in Oakland. Hey, Tony, thanks for calling.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Good.
All right, so, Willard, look, man, I gotta disagree with you, bro. Like, I like the trade. Everything went perfect. The game isn't won in the first quarter. It's won in the fourth. Jimmy Butler got us to where we were at. But the moment he walked into our organization, he gave himself that backhanded compliment of being the two, being the Robin, don't want him to be in the one. Okay, we got that. And what I'm getting from Dibs and what I agree with Dibs and Goo is that he got us to where we're at and we're happy about it, but it was just the effort. The effort just seemed like he was in cruise control. The guy wasn't even in a gear. He was in neutral. Like, there wasn't a point in the game where I even felt watching it where Jimmy Butler was giving more effort. You brought up how we didn't complain about Draymond Green giving us 0 points because look at the defensive effort he was putting on Julius Randle. Oof. Julius Randle was getting everything he wanted, but Draymond Green's effort was there. You could see it with the eye test. Now, with Jimmy Butler gives that equivalent effort on the during the game that Draymond did, on defense, on offense, then we wouldn't really be saying a lot of this. It just was like, you could see, yeah, he was hurt, but we were wanting him to just put it in one more extra gear. If he puts it in that one more extra gear, he could have won us that one game.
Yeah, Tony, we got to run. I like you and I see it very differently. I especially thought your take was interesting until you got to the point where you comped it to Draymond Green, who he himself said Julius Randle schooled him in this series. He said it on his own podcast. Draymond Green was worse in this series than Jimmy Butler was. I think that's a fact, Jack. No question about it. I do not like using the word effort in this conversation.
Yeah, me either.
I am not questioning Jimmy Butler's effort when his tailbone is in two pieces and he's out there by himself with pods going 1-for-80. Like, no, I won't do it. You can. I won't do it. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. We're not done with this yet. 888-957-9570 and Mark Schlereth in an hour on Willard and Dibs.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.